9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show here on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can listen to the show wherever you travel. 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial in, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. You can send in your thoughts via email, chat at KFYO.com. Follow along on Facebook and on Twitter. That's where the show continues all day long. And coming up at 9:30 this morning, Larry Williams of Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire will be in studio to take your automotive questions. No matter where you are on the South Plains, you can call in. If something's going wrong with your car or truck, it's leaking something or making an odd noise that just doesn't sound right, or you hit a curb, he can help you out and give you some great advice. That's coming up at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Joining me in studio right now, good friend of the program, Lisa Gilland with Meals on Wheels. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine. Happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. I know you are very busy.
It's a little busy around our office right now.
Absolutely, because you're getting ready for Mardi Gras.
Yes, it's coming up March 4th, which that will be, 2 weeks from yesterday. So it'll be here before we know it. It's our largest fundraiser that we have down at the Civic Center Exhibit Hall.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the 15th annual Mardi Gras event. It's being held on Mardi Gras this year.
On Fat Tuesday.
Tell folks a little bit about what they can expect, the times, and what all the event entails.
Well, it's a very large event. We're in the exhibit hall, which is the biggest room down at the Civic Center, and it's from 5:30 to 9, so it's early enough, since it's on a weeknight, to get home for work or school the next day. It's very family-friendly. When you walk in, you will see all kinds of official purple, green, and gold Mardi Gras colors, as well as 39 different local restaurants that will have sample size portions of their favorite dishes. You'll hear live jazz music. You'll see a variety of performers, entertainers, dancers, and then there's a large children's area where they can climb a rock wall or get in a spider climber, have their face painted, have their hair painted, as well as a very large silent auction. It'll be close to 300 different items in the auction.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. How much are tickets?
They are $35 for adults, $10 for children 17 and under. They're available in advance now at our office or any select-a-seat location. The night of the event, they're available at the door, but they're $40 at the door. So I encourage everybody to buy them now.
That's about a dollar per restaurant. That's
well,
going to be there.
Exactly. You know? And that ticket gets you in to eat at any restaurant, as many as you can.
Yeah. And you brought up, you have 39 restaurants, which is that a record?
That is the most restaurants we've ever had at the event. We are just cram packed full. So there will definitely be something for everyone.
That's great. And you have some new ones on there, including Alamo Draft House.
Yes.
They're going to be there.
Yes, they're not even opening in Lubbock till April, but they thought this would be a great way to sort of do a preview of what they're going to have available, so we're excited to have them there.
Yeah, some of the other new ones, Manna Bread and Wine, which great restaurant.
Yes, they've been around a long time, but they've never been involved in our event, so we're really pleased to have their involvement.
Yeah, Nothing Bundt Cakes is going to be out there, which I think is going to be a very popular
booth. Yes, I think they're going to have a line.
Yeah, but I mean, there's something for everyone here, and folks, when Lisa says that they give out samples, they do, but then there are some that will give you what looks to be about a full meal.
Exactly, a full-size portion. When you walk in the door, you can buy a tray for $2, I would encourage people to do that because they're, you know, once you start hitting all the booths, you're getting little plates of different things, and it's a little hard to juggle all of that. So get that $2 tray, and you can load it up and go find you a seat. We've added 17 extra seating tables this year so that everyone hopefully will have a place to sit down for a minute and eat before they get back up and either dance or bid on auction items or take their kids to get their hair painted.
Yeah, you can always tell the first year people who have never been, and they think, I don't need a tray.
Uh-huh.
I don't need, because I was that guy. I was there beforehand, and you get to the third booth and you're like, huh, okay, I only have two hands, and I've already been handed 15 things.
Yes, and you think you're going to eat while you're standing there, and
you're not.
It doesn't work.
No, it absolutely does not. This is a great event. I encourage people to go out. And like you said, it's one of your largest fundraisers.
It is.
Tell folks a little bit, people have heard about Meals on Wheels, but y'all have expanded your area now.
We absolutely have. Meals on Wheels has been in Lubbock since 1971. We are currently feeding about 630 people every single day. We just added four new delivery routes at the end of the year, so we have about 1,200 volunteers. We always need more because the volunteers are really, you know, the wheels of the Meals on Wheels. They're the ones that deliver the food to our recipients. The people we serve are homebound, elderly, or disabled, and so that meal's important, but so is that visit from that volunteer. It may be the only person they see that day to check on them and just see how they're doing. And we're not government funded or United Way funded, so events like this Mardi Gras fundraiser completely help to pay for all the programs that we offer.
Yeah, so tickets are $35 if you buy them in advance.
Yes.
$40 at the door, and these are adult prices.
Yes.
For the silent auction, you have up to 300 different things to bid
yes.
on. What are some of the items you want to tell us
well,
about?
Well, we have all kinds of things. Every kind of gift certificate for a service or a restaurant. And then we have, you know, tool kind of items for men. We have kids items. We have pet items, personalized pet collars that you can bid on. All the way up to a football autographed by Coach Kingsbury.
Very nice.
So there's a wide range of items, every price range, and hopefully something that would appeal to just about anybody that attends the event.
Are you still doing the raffle?
We are. We're doing a benefit drawing that night. You can even buy tickets in advance. We already have them available at our office, $5. And we're doing two different drawings, each for a pair of Southwest Airlines tickets anywhere they fly, good through the following year. And for $5, and we're only selling 1,000 of them, your odds are pretty good of winning. And yeah. you do not have to be present to win. So you can, if you can't attend the event, come by our office and buy some benefit drawing tickets. That's a great way to help us out, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa Gillen, Meals on Wheels. It's the 15th annual Mardi Gras event coming up on Tuesday, March 4th, 5:30 to 9 o'clock over at the Civic Center Exhibit Hall. 39 restaurants will be out there, live jazz music, and it's just going to be a ton of fun. And by the way, here's some other advice. Besides buying the tray, it's worth it. Eat lightly
for lunch. Absolutely. You might even skip lunch altogether.
Yeah, yeah, because you will not leave this. If you leave hungry from Mardi Gras, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly. No, there is plenty of food. The restaurants will be out there doing a great job for us, and we're happy to have their help, and we hope everyone will come out and support us.
Absolutely. Lisa, how can people get tickets? Who do they need to call?
792-7971 is our office number. They can come by our office at 2304 34th Street. Any select a seat also has tickets. Of course, there's a service charge.
Great. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.